June 21st, 2009, the celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio, Bob Linden, launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day with a festival that included the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World seminar. Though Supreme Master Qinghai was unable to attend as invited guest of honor due to her busy schedule, she graciously shared her insights about society's advancement toward ideal moral values through an inspirational video message. Dignitaries who attended the seminar included Rip Esselstein, vegan firefighter and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Engine 2 Diet. Christine Garcia, vegan animal rights activist, founder and lead counsel of the Animal Law Office in San Francisco. Chris DeRose, animal rights activist, founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, and author of In Your Face, From Actor to Animal Activist. Janelle Romero, Native American vegan and producer of the first American Indian internet television channel, Red Nation Television Channel. And Janice Belson, vegan executive director of Medicines Global. The seminar was also covered by KTLA, a television station in Southern California. On the occasion of the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, we now invite you to listen to the rebroadcast of an excerpt of Supreme Master Qinghai's caring message during the live seminar, Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World, in Woodland Hills, entitled The Dangers of Drugs, as well as excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's other talks in the past on this vital topic.
Grateful greeting to all of you, the organizers who worked passionately for this event, and the participants who brushed aside other important obligations to show support and care by coming to this gathering. I am honored to be invited, though I cannot personally be there with you. My heart is with you, and my best wishes for your endeavor. I wish also what you wish, a healthy, survived, happy, peaceful planet. And we're working together toward this goal. We have come a long way. How far may surprise us? And it may surprise us that even war is not the worst thing that happened. There are far worse killers. If you allow, I will name them for your sake, perhaps for my sake as well. We live together on the same planet. We have the same concern. So what concerns you concerns me. There was a time when humans killed other humans even just to eat. Now, doing so is a crime. We call it murder. People killing people, the most heinous crime of all crimes. Whether old or young, light-skinned or dark, Christian or Muslim, Buddhist or Sikh, to take the life of a human is in some places still punishable with one's own life being taken in return. But now humanity is being called to an even more elevated and compassionate moral level of conduct. A future day is dawning where killing animals too shall be called a crime. It has happened in some places already. In America, a teen has just been recently charged as to have been committed a crime by killing serially 19 cats. In the civilized society that should be, we protest war we hold rallies to stop the senseless killing of human against human. We plead with governments to enact policies of peace. We judge the murderer as one whose standards are less than human, as one guilty of an act so unimaginable that the person is shunned by society for the rest of his or her life. An entire elaborate legal system is established. An enormous squad of personnel and forces are employed to impose punishment for the reprehensible act of causing death to another human, for robbing others of their beloved or their kin. Evidence is gathered, juries are summoned, the most learned judges preside, armed guards stand watch, impenetrable prisons are built, police risk their safety in defense of human life, and schools and families teach moral conduct, all to prevent such crimes from occurring. We take much time, energy, and our collective resources to protect life thus. One day, we will also protest against the murder of our animal co-inhabitants, and by extension, we will denounce anything in the future that kills. Because killing is a crime that must be stopped. These silent killers, they are unnoticed by most of us. They are in our home. Every day, I will try to point them out. It may surprise you, it may not. To some of you, it is obvious. To some of you, will be the first time that you realize who our enemy truly is. Killer number one, meat. Killer number two, alcohol. Now we come to killer number three, namely drugs. Drugs destroy lives, intelligence, and function of countless of our kind, wreaking grief and havoc on families, darkening are terminating people's future, youth's future especially, as youths are impressionable and easily fall into this kind of temptation. Drugs can do all that. Drugs kill, often at tragically young age. Is this not an intolerable crime, begging to be stopped? Allow me to tell those who are still not informed some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. It causes over 200,000 deaths per year, not including crime-related fatalities. Cost of $181 billion in the United States alone, and $33 billion in the UK annually. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects of drugs include brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Drugs cause crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social cost of drugs. US businesses lost $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Some environmental costs as well. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death due to drugs. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the US. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortality. Plus more and more and more. To regain our healthy, normal, and worthwhile life, there is a solution. You have a solution. Here are some of the benefits of addictive drug abstinence treatment. In the US, treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, as observed over a 1-year period. Reduce crime and rebuild families. Along with 69% of those treated being drug-free at least 1 year after treatment. 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. Again, this is just a 1-year observation, and the trend should continue and would continue as people regain their normal health and clarity of mind due to drug-free lifestyle. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health, and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the US is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the US has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime, as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, and the list goes on, of course. Eh? We have all that on the SupremeMasterTV.com/killers. Please refer to it for more detail. Also, we have them here and there on almost all our SupremeMasterTV.com blogs. So please check them at random. Also on SupremeMasterTV.com/SOS.
生下来根本很干干净净的哈，然后生个长大就要出去啊，就去上水。上水的话要有很多优化，在学校那里哈，连人家就上水而已，那么无故而已，就等一下又有人来卖烟啊，卖酒啊，卖毒品那些哈，这样子就随便诱惑人，本来还要贡献那个免费呢，啊，他们一进来说，哎呀，你去看看呢、啊，包在我身上，根本不用付钱的，去看看有什么关系啊，啊，那个气焰啊，酒啊，还有毒品啊，一去看看就上瘾了嘛，是不是？今天去看看，明天去看看，都免费的，小孩子都不懂事。然后这样就诱惑人家，然后就上瘾了啊！上瘾，等一下如果没钱了、啊、怎么办呢、啊？还要去做坏事啊，去偷。比方说讲，来偷，因为上瘾嘛，没办法忍耐啊，就跟肚子饿一样，比肚子饿还要坏的。嗯，肚子饿我们可以忍耐下去。如果那些毒品哈，哦，它是那个刑罚我们那个身体啊，听说是很痛苦，很痛苦的。没有毒品的时候，好像。神经都闷坏一样啊，身体就被那个哇酸痛什么的，那种渴望啊哈，真的不可思议的。所以那些卖毒品的人根本他们不知道多伤害人啊，还有身体伤害，然后精神也伤害，脑袋也被闷坏，然后家庭也有困难啊，然后又去做坏事啊，然后什么坏事都肯做的，因为被逼嘛。啊，以后他就来就说 OK， 你现在去杀那个人，我就给你免费的毒品，可以过日子。那然后未必就来就做了，一做下去就没办法停了。嗯，一停他都说你一停我就去告你啊，我就说你上一次啊有杀那个人，我证据还在手上，你如果没有继续听我，我会去告你，我会去警察报告。比方说这样，然后就一天到晚被那个强迫这样下去了哈。然后就是这样完蛋，整个杯子就坏掉了啊！所以本来那个小孩啊，比方说小孩去上水就很无辜的，就是想上水而已，没有想做什么东西，根本不知道毒品是什么，不知道烟是什么，不知道酒是什么，后来就被这样子诱惑下去了。所以其实哈，法律哈就罚那个杀人的小孩哈，不是凶手啊。不一定是公平的，不一定是公正的，嘿，就跟那个我们昨天那个故事一样啊，那个弓箭手根本没有做任何，然后被抓出来挖眼睛。我们听这个故事好像比较不可能的那种故事，不过我们看看社会差不多吧，哈，差不多哈，如果。一个人被破坏他那个当来哈，破坏他的能力，可以独立，可以生活，可以当一个有人格的人，就等于你把他眼睛挖出来而已，差不多嘛，是不是？有时候还比那个还要糟糕，是不是？你挖那个眼睛，还有另外一个还可以活下去，还可以生活，还可以有一个正当的工作啊，人格的，是不是？不过你破坏人家的精神啊，头脑啊，还有那个尊严啊，然后仁者啊，还有什么破坏人家，到叫人家去杀人啊，去偷啊，去抢啊，为了毒品嘛，那这样子不是比那个挖眼睛还要痛苦吗？啊，而且整个妹子就被控制在那里，挖一个眼睛 ，OK， 很痛苦，不过你可以等一下他就好了啊，还有一个眼睛，你可以继续工作。整个位置被那个毒品或是被生活这样控制下去的话，真的死的不如，是不是？嗯，所以我觉得哈，昨天那个故事不是说过奖的呢，啊，不是说不可能发生的，比那个还要糟糕，还可以发生在我们社会上的。想一想是不是这样？有一些人上瘾，饮酒嘛，上瘾了哈，喝酒然后上瘾。这什么坏都做，没有酒的时候啊，小孩啊太太也打了要拿钱，嗯，有一些上瘾毒品哈，这什么坏也要做的，不做的话那个身体就被那个处罚太厉害了，受不了嘛，身体啊精神啊， 我看电视什么那些被那个毒品那个伤害的，哇，真的不能死也不能活的，这太痛苦太痛苦了哈。所以我们本来啊，我们那个圣人就说，人性本善，性本善，性本善为什么能够这样子那么变成一个残暴的人呢？啊，是魔王骗的嘛？啊，他给很多诱惑的，很多很多诱惑，给你没办法站稳了。从小孩呢，去上学已经被人家在那边等了，啊，烟啊、酒啊、毒品就在旁边等了，嘀嘀咕咕等那些无辜的小孩子，不懂事的。所以你们有小孩啊，要先跟他们讲清楚话，绝对不能跟那些外面的人讲话，还有给什么都不能拿的就对了。我们受五戒也是蛮不错，哎，叫小孩先受五戒了。什么不是你的你不能拿的，给也不拿，这样就对了，除了父母以外啊，不然呢就去被人诱惑，小孩嘛好奇啊，啊，然后被他们那个讲那些甜话诱惑小孩，诱惑小孩上瘾了以后就在他们手上了，他们控制了，叫做什么就做什么，连父母他不会听的，那上瘾的时候父母讲什么也不听的，而且又影响起来啊，骗父母都有，偷钱在家里等等，所以小孩要照顾好哈，他们真的会听啊。你们要讲，不是说啊、哦，我们小孩讲太多他会生气哦，不会啦，不会。你讲的有道理，他知道你有关照，他也很高兴的、啊。小孩觉得你有关心他，反而不讲的认为你不在意的，意思说。你不管他了，你不爱他，不疼他，所以他就随便做，然后外面的人讲甜话嘛，然后引他到比较坏的方向去，所以在家里要管教好，哎，不管怎么忙，也是那种基本的哈，要讲好，毒品绝对不行，酒不能喝，烟不能试看看，啊，外面的人在那个学校的门口那些讲什么给什么免费东西都不能拿的，那些就是毒的。在这个世界没有什么外人给你免费的东西的，所以小孩要管教好嘿，啊，小孩要管教好，不要等一下太晚了才怪他们，他们不是能得怪的了，他们小孩不懂事嘛，啊，然后因为从小这样子被诱惑，然后长大就变坏了，就变成世界坏人。说我们修行的人对小孩也是很好，最少他们看父母好的榜样哈、啊，父母不喝酒。不吸烟，不赌博，不毒品，这样小孩长大在这个家庭里面，觉得啊比较难被诱惑啊，也许也还会了，不过比较难，没有像那个没有管教的、没有道德的家庭那么容易被诱惑。不过你们还是要管教一下啊，偶尔又提醒他们那个哈，外面的人卖什么都不能买的哈，给免费也不能试看看的，你跟他们讲说毒品啊。一上瘾下去的话就改不了的，没法改的，这是很痛苦很痛苦的，身体会被崩坏，头脑会要会那个搞坏、啊、小孩要管好嘿，嗯，他们很可怜的，是他们世界就去外面吃弹毒的嘛，家里是有父母有兄弟姐妹哈，亲戚朋友管，在学校外面就是弹毒的，只有那个老师，他们叫那个教育方面而已啦，历史啊哈，诗文啊那些而已哈，然后那些买卖赌博那些、啊、他们都隐隐藏藏在那个比较黑暗的角落那边啊，等那个抓一两个贩毒的那个比较无辜无罪的不懂事的小孩，所以你们要保护他们哈，讲清楚啊，不去那些没人的地方啊，不跑到那种黑暗的角落那边停下来，外人来要跟你讲话绝对不能留在那边谈就对了，他给你东西不能拿，有时候不是给毒品，也给你下一下迷药啊，然后把小孩带走、啊、了解了哈，知道了，情况很多，所以要跟小孩先讲清楚，不是等到发生的时候 当然不会那么发生，也许不会发生，不过要跟他讲清楚情况，会也许会这样子，所以看到可疑的人就要跑开，就是要叫人，要叫大声然后跑开。我们的人也是这样子啦，不是说小孩而已哈，生下来这个世界就跟小孩上这个学校一样，也是孤孤单单一个人，然后好多那种恶毒的那种那个气氛哈，人哈，冤家债主都在那边等着我们，要麻烦。
Oh, it affects everything. It affects everything, don't you know? It makes your mind blurred, it shrinks your brain, it clogs your nerves, it makes you feel hallucinated, it makes you go crazy when you don't have it and become addicted to it, it breaks your family, love, relationship,It drives your girlfriend, boyfriend away. It makes you become a criminal sometimes. How do you have peace in this chaotic state of mind in order to practice spiritual even? Huh? You have to be first calm and normal. We have enough confusion with work, with war, with disaster, with relationship already.Do not create more confusion for yourselves and damage your only vehicle to reach God. This is the body, the temple. Keep it well in order, healthy, because you must use it. Okay? Drug is no, 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 no.
People are more used to with the material life.And they indulge in their habit, even though the habits are detrimental, even they know it, like alcohol and cigarette and even meat. Meat maybe people don't know that much because of too much propaganda and people get used to it and they think it's a nutrition, a nourishment for them, so they don't know that much. But even cigarette, alcohol and drug, they know it, they still do it.
Yes.
Because human will is weak and the overwhelming negativepressure of this world drive them crazy like that, so they just do what they do, whatever, to have a little comfort, even though temporarily. So that's why we feel sorry for them, for human, and I'm trying my best to awaken them in whatever way I can, all kind of stuff I do, just because I know that they are just a victims. All the humans are victimsof this terrible magic illusion of the devilish influence in this coarse material planet. They take advantage of the soul's vulnerability and the innocence of the real, true, original soul of human. So they cast upon them all these spells, which is terrible, heavy, dark, condemning,And it's suffering for them. So they just think of whatever afford them just a little bit of relief, they think, or seemingly relief, they grab onto it. But they do not know that this temporary relief from drug or alcohol, cigarette, will cost them much more suffering in the long run. But even if they know it, they were so desperate, they still do it.
Whatever the illusion that comes from plant or drugs, they have terrible side effects. They will make your body weak, they will make you addictive, they will make you less intelligent, they will destroy your brain power and also destroy your physical well-being, etc., etc. You know that better than I do.
Y vosotros lo sabéis mejor que yo. Estas sustancias que tienen efectos secundarios, que eran adicción, destruyen la inteligencia, destruyen el cerebro, bajan ese bienestar. Lo sabéis vosotros mejor que yo.
How many people die every day because of drugs? You know.
¿Cuántas personas mueren cada día por el uso de drogas?
How many people live a life half dead and half suffering because the lack of drug after they have been so addicted to it.
¿Y cuántas personas viven como muertos vivientes porque tienen una adicción a las drogas y les falta esta droga y les llena de sufrimiento?
You know the answer.
Sabéis la respuesta.
That's why it is better to refrain from these dangerous substances.
Por eso es mejor apartarnos y no consumir estas sustancias peligrosas.
For the sake of your own, as well as the people you love, and for the sake of the peaceful society.
El interés nuestro por quienes amamos y por el bien de una sociedad que debe vivir en paz.
Even cigarette kills so many people every year. You read the report in the newspaper.
Incluso el hábito de fumar, los cigarrillos, matan a tanta gente cada año. Leéis los informes, están en los periódicos.
Yes, so
sí.
It's not like you should have enlightenment at any price. You should have the real thing and not the illusion one.
No es como la iluminación a cualquier precio. Tenemos que lograr lo real y no una ilusión.
Die Leute, die Drug nehmen, wie sie, weil sie sehr einsam sind oder sie beeinflusst bei andere Leute neben ihnen, ja, oder sie suchen nach göttliches Genuss und finden gar nicht. Und glauben Sie, dass diese Drogenwerte Ihnen etwas Vergnügen geben? Ja, aber Sie irren sich. Ja? Das bringt nur Schade und Verwirrung. Ja, wenn wir mit dem Licht und Ton Innere in Kontakt zu nehmen, das gibt uns viel mehr Genüssen und wie es macht man, andauernd Glück, viel mehr als Drogen. Ja.
The population of the world must change their way, yeah, to a nobler lifestyle. Otherwise, the new and the old will also both be affected. Yeah? When you are both poisoned, it's very difficult to help each other. Yeah? At some extent, you are affected too. Just like the smoking people and the secondhand smoking people, yes, they are affected also, even if they're not smoking. Okay. Now you see, the so-called old ages also came here in the beginning to do some good works, yeah? To do some repairing, to do some glorifying of the planet, to do some beautifying the universe in this planet, yeah. But the poison of this world, through namely meat, alcohol, cigarette, drugs, intoxicants, etc., etc., have cast an iron chain on their mental, physical, emotional strength. So they even could not be the ones that they should be. They cannot think the way they ought to think. They cannot do the things that they want to do. Only a few can stay awake or be awakened. And then these few awakened people try hard to wake others up. Sometimes they succeed, but often with much difficulty. That's why we have to detox ourselves first before we can help others. New age or old age. Because physically, if we are intoxicated or if we are poisoned, we cannot be able to help anyone else, even ourselves. So, if we want to detox ourselves, we have to refrain from further poisoning our body and mind by eating meat, taking alcohol, or cigarette, drugs, any kind of poisonous intoxicant that is not natural to our divine body. Then the body and the mind will regain clarity, you see? Because if the body is strong and healthy, then the mind will be also clear. And then we can think better, we become ourselves, we regain our own wisdom and our own selves. like the primordial being before we come to this world.
We should burn all the smokes, all the alcohol, all the drugs, and all the meat as well. All the harmful things to our health and our moral standard, we should burn them all. But smoke-free, drug-free, alcohol-free, and meat-free society. I believe that it is possible.
Thank you, Earth Protective viewers, for joining us today for the dangers of drugs on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be brightly colored with the brilliant hues of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.